Blog Talk Radio.
You've been gone.
Welcome, welcome to the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. We want to welcome you to yet another show. This is our ninth episode. We really want to welcome you and thank you for listening to our podcast. We want to remind you, as always, the mission here at the Sankofa Repat Radio is just to spread the awareness of the Sankofa Assistance Program and what we're doing. To find out more information on the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program, You can visit our website at sankofarepat.com. That is sankofarepat.com. And there you could find out all the information that we're doing. Our main mission here at the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program is to assist our brothers and sisters here in the diaspora to set up businesses on the African continent. And to do that, we ask that you consider supporting us on our mission by considering to become a monthly Patreon contributor. We do ask that you contribute or donate a minimum of $1 per month. And we see and we're thankful for all of our brothers and sisters who are able to do a lot more than that. And we're seeing cases where, yes, our brothers and sisters are doing, you know, a lot more than the $1. But if it is $1 that you can do, we really appreciate it, and we want to thank you very much. So go to our website, sankofarepat.com, and click on Donate, and choose to become a monthly Patreon contributor. Today, we're going to bring back our very distinguished guest, Nana Obakese and he will be providing some update on the land that is set aside for the Africans in the diaspora under the Pan-African Village Project. And we're going to get an update. And I'm very excited about the progress. And I'm pretty sure you will be too on all the information that will be shared today. I want to remind you to follow us on our social media streams. On Twitter, we're Program Sankofa. And on Instagram, we're Sankofa Repatriation. Again, on Twitter, we're Program Sankofa. And on Instagram, Sankofa Repatriation. Also, follow us on, subscribe to our YouTube channel, that is Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. And on Facebook, we have the same name, Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. And we want to remind you of the importance of following us on our social media streams. That is where you will get the latest updates and the latest information as it comes available to us. We will be sharing that with you there. So follow us and subscribe to all our social media streams, and we'll be able to, you know, provide you with updates as we get them. Today, like I said, we are going to bring by our very special guest and our very own dear sister Ya will be joining us. Sister Ya, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
Okay, great, great, great. Glad to have you on. And also, we have with us our beloved Nana Obakese. How are you doing, Nana? Okay, so it seems it is taking a bit for him to hear us or come
maybe
on the line.
Maybe he muted his phone.
Maybe.
To unmute. Nana?
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure he will be joining us. Very soon. I see him on the line, so I take it he will be coming on very soon. Nana, whenever you can hear us, just let us know.
But before Nana gets his phone situated, I want to tell our listeners, it's very important that you follow us on YouTube and other social media. This is how we spread the message. This is how the movement gets traction, and we can, you know, get closer to implementing the project. So I can't even go live on Facebook. Facebook doesn't allow you to go live until you have 1,000 followers. So we definitely need you all. Yes, we need you to subscribe to all of the social media platforms. Even that way we'll be able, when we get enough followers, we'll be able to get sponsors and, you know, people that will contribute funds, you know, because we have a large following. So please follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. We really need that. Nana, are you there?
Sister, how
Nana.
Are you?
Okay. Fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, Sister. Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for joining us again. Welcome back.
Welcome to the program, Nana.
Thank you, my brother. How are you doing today?
I am doing very good, and I must say I am excited about the progress and all the great information that we will be sharing with our listeners today on the Pan-African Village Project.
Thank you. A big thank you to you and to Sayah, to your platform, to
all the
listeners of Block Talk Radio. Thank you.
Sayah, I'll allow you to go ahead and kick it off with Nana.
Well, we have some wonderful news that we gave heads up to our the Patreons first to give them an opportunity, just, you know, a little something that we wanted to offer them for being Patreons. Nana, you want to let them know that what we have that we've been able to share with the people in the last couple of days?
Yes. I think it's a progress report sort of. We have the layout for the first 100 acres for the Asebu Pan-African Village. It is out, and the distribution has started in earnest. And I think we're doing a great job.
Yeah.
So I would like to thank all of us who have ensured that from day one, you know, we are trying as much as possible for our dreams to become our reality.
Yep.
You know, may the spirit of our African ancestors be with us, and may we continue to win.
Yes, absolutely. So we've had a lot of excitement amongst our Patreons. I was able to share with them the site plans for the first 100 acres that has been laid out and demarcated for different use, for commercial use, for public park, for housing. And people have already started sending in their applications to me. In just 2 days, Nana, we've had eight people.
Yes.
Submit their applications and send their money. These people are rocking and rolling. They look at the site. Yeah. So we wanted to give the Patreons the first look at it so that they could choose, you know, where they wanted to be. And we told them that this weekend we would make it public to anybody who wants to look at it and go ahead and secure it. And let me just say, I'm gonna address this right now. There will be no payment plans. I cannot do payment plans. And the reason being, guys, listen, this is a lot of work. And Nana can tell you, I've been bum rushed with people asking for the application. Trying to work with people to get all their documents in order, and then, you know, collecting their money. And we got to talk about this. First, let me clear up. I cannot take payment plans. That's going to require me to do a whole lot of accounting, trying to keep up with different people's money, holding on to people's money. I'm not holding the money. As soon as people give me that money, I send it instantly to Nana, and he doesn't hold it. He sends the money to Ghana along with people's applications so that the process can go ahead and get started on, you know, to to get them their indenture. So nobody's sitting around holding anybody's money. I don't want to hold anybody's money. I'm very clear about that. I do not want to hold your money. So if you got to take some time to get yours together, you hold your own money until you got the whole thing together. Then you contact me and move from there. Because that's just a whole lot of extra work. And I love y'all to death, but I'm not getting paid, and Nana's not getting paid. We're not getting paid for this. So we want y'all to make it as simple for us as possible. Would you agree with that, Nana?
Yes. Yes, exactly. You are 100% right. And also, let me add to it that, the transfers is costing us a lot of money.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
I will encourage everybody to take that, to take note of that. Initially,
yes.
I did not really think about that, but I realized that as you send me, and I have to send through Western Union, and I have to transfer from Cash App, instantly there is a deduction. So
yes.
People should take note of that, Once you do international transfer to Ghana, it costs some money.
Yeah.
So, people should take note of that because it's becoming a little problem for us to bear,
Yes, yes.
So,
what has happened, even some people said $700, PayPal deducted $20 in a fee. And the first time it happened, the very first person that sent their money, it happened, and I was, a little taken aback. I wasn't ready for that one either. So I told Nana, I said, well, this, PayPal is taking this first $20 out of this person's $700. So Nana said, don't worry about it. I'll make up the difference, and just go ahead and let's send this stuff off for the guy. So we did that. Nana, replaced that money, but then there was some more deduction for him to transfer the money to Ghana. So, and now that we've done 8 people, this has become a financial burden for me because I can't afford to pay y'all fees, okay? But Nana, just out of the goodness of his heart, has been doing it, but the more people coming along, he can't bear that burden for people. So, I want y'all to be considerate that there are, while the plight is $700, there, not that anybody's charging you anything. I'm not charging, Nana's not charging, but for that money to move from point A to point B, there's fees involved. And, I had somebody that was like, nobody told me about these hidden fees. It's not hidden. It's that's what PayPal says. It's not us, And I think anybody who transfers money or uses PayPal stuff, you should know that they have fees. So it's not us charging you anything. So you have to be mindful of that it costs money for your $700 or your $1,400 or whatever to get from point A to point B. And we can't pay that for you because there's too many of you. If it was one or two, maybe, but it's too many of you.
Okay. Okay, great. So that takes care of the issue of not being able to set up payment plans. So I think we're going to just look at the site plan. So, can you let our folks know that when can they actually see the site plan? When can they how can they get the application and be able to choose their lot that they want?
Yes, I have it. Anybody that wants the application and wants to view the site plan should email me at admin@sankofarepat.com. admin@sankofarepat.com. I will send you the application along with the site plan for you to view. Now, mind you, this is the first 100 acres. This is not the whole 5,000 acres. Additional.
Do you know how many lots are in this acre? 100?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all on the site plan, though. But go ahead. You were saying it's the first 100.
And as we're speaking right now, they're developing, they're doing more. So additional, area site plans will be coming out. But this is just the first one. Don't feel like, it's the end of the world if you, you know, can't get this one. You get in on this one, you can get in on another. This is 100 acres out of 5,000 acres, okay?
So,
yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm looking at the site plan here, Sister Ya and Nana. Can you enlighten me a little bit more on this question? So there are certain intra roads within the site plan. Can you tell how those roads are going to be built and developed? Where would the funds come from for those?
Can you repeat that question, please?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was looking at the site plan and I noticed that there are intra roads within the community. Can you tell us how those roads will be built and where would the funds come from for those? If it would be a community effort or where?
No, that is a government.
Okay.
This is a site plan approved by the local government. As you see, the Abra Asebu Kwaman Kase District Assembly. So this then becomes a government responsibility.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so all these roads in the they are like major, they are roads as listed in the local, in the municipality.
Okay, the local municipality. There you go. Cool. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And also for the private school that is within the community, is that an elementary level or a primary level?
It's primary.
Okay. Okay.
It's primary.
Okay, not a problem. Okay.
Now,
so,
keep in mind, brother, like I said, there's going to, as it expands, there will be a JSS, there will be a high school, So
yes.
This is just the first 100 acres.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I understand that the main aim also is to develop the text.
You're breaking up, brother. What was that?
Okay. Yeah. Let me say it again. I was asking about the tech city. I understand that it's like a future development. Can Nana tell us how close that would be to this development?
You're talking about the tech city?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to know how close the tech city would be to a school Pan-African village.
That's just maximum, let's say, 10 minutes drive.
Okay.
Maximum.
Now, can you tell the people about the tech city?
Yeah, the tech city is also an innovation. We're trying to have as you put it, Ghana's own Silicon Valley.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to do, a Black Wall Street. We're trying to do something historic. We're trying to have a research triangle. Like, STEM or STEAM is a new way to go. Technology, research, we don't want to be left behind. So as our brothers and sisters from the diaspora, as they come in with a lot of knowledge, technology
skills,
transfer,
skills,
and then we need to dedicate a place where science is going to be practiced, where research is going to be encouraged.
Yep.
So this is an adjoining project where we will focus on science and research. So the community will be like an eco-tourism park. There will be a free trade license zone. There will be, a lot of interesting stuff will be happening there. It's called a Pan-African Tech City. Eco-tourism park, a research-based institution. And then we have some big guys, from some big accomplished scientists from here, our brothers from here, accomplished scientists who have, put themselves forward to lead this project for us to develop and encourage STEM in Africa. This will be serving as a model case for the entire West Africa. It's the first of its kind happening. and then we'll need everyone's support. The 5,000 acres is purely for residential. Now, we have people who have inventions. We have people who have patents. We have people who are looking to do businesses, to set up businesses. The Tech City provides an opportunity. It provides a platform for our brothers and sisters who are looking to invest in Ghana, who are looking to live in an ecotourism setting, people who are looking to establish small businesses in Ghana and in Africa. The Tech City, the Pan-African Tech City, provides for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Did we mention on the show last time that our dear brother from here, Lonnie Johnson, who is the inventor of the Super Soaker, is involved with the Tech City?
Lonnie Johnson.
Yes, I think we did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We know
Lonnie
Johnson is part of this initiative. He wants to be a blessing, not only to the Africans abroad, but to the Africans home. So, you know, there's a brother we all need to support. His achievement is wonderful. You know, to date, he has sold most toys, the billions of, his invention has sold by way of toys. It's historic. No one has sold toys than Brother Lonnie Johnson. And you know, not just that. His inventions has helped NASA. He's an amazing guy. And now he's also looking to help Ghana, help Africa. You know, his participation in this will be very, very, very monumental in encouraging the younger brothers and sisters coming up in Africa to, you know, see that we can also become, you know, great scientists. We can also lead, you know, space inventions, space explorations, like Brother Johnson has done. So I thank God for this brother's life, and I will want to use this platform to encourage anyone listening to Blog Talk Radio. If you have any ideas to share to take Africa or people of African descent or Africans or black people to the next level, to kindly feel free to approach Blog Talk Radio, approach Center for Repartition Assistance Program. They will help you. You know, if you have any idea, you know, they will help you, guide you through it, and then you get opportunity to access land to participate in this project. So please take note. We are encouraging science and technology. If we must grow, and then we must get out of poverty, if we must realize the riches that we have, our potentials, we need to take science and technology seriously. And this Tech City project, you know, is creating that opportunity for all of us. So let's take it very seriously.
Great. I love it. I'm seeing where a lot of people will be taking advantage of the Tech City project, and I look forward to its future development. Nana, I do remember the last time that we talked about, you know, the reason for offering the land. This was building on the call of the year to return, and you and our other chief wanted to reach out and say thank you and welcome home, and you offered the land. But I want to ask you this question. What are the future expectations? What do you aim to achieve? What are the expectations from developing in that area?
Well, the expectation is that, this affords us the leeway, the opportunity to connect more and more as a people.
Mm-hmm.
This also, the expectation is that this serves as an example for other African chiefdoms or kingdoms to kind of also release lands to invite our brothers and sisters from the diaspora.
Nice.
Not only in Asiebu, not only in Central Region, not only in Ghana, not only in West Africa, but across Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We must endeavor to connect. This is the time. So we are hoping that this, our little effort, will go a long way to sort of improve our connectedness, to get us more together, and also to get us to get other African chiefs, African kings, to do same, so that in a shortest possible time, we'll have a much greater cohesion, and then we'll be living as one people that we are.
Before we move on to the next thing, I want to take this opportunity to plug my own self, family. Listen, the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program, me and my volunteers, we don't get paid for that. We're doing all of that. All of this work that's being put in is a labor of love. With the land, trying to make sure you people get your land, Nana Obakese and myself, nobody is getting paid for that. The land is free. The money that you're sending is for your land. So we're doing that work as a labor of love, trying to make sure follow through. The reason why Nana asked me and the President General of the UNIA General to oversee, because they knew that you people would feel more comfortable if there was somebody here that you from America that you could go through, that could check on your things for you, follow up, have that point of contact here in America to, make sure your documents and things are being processed and followed through. So this is why they asked us to do that, and we're doing that for you. Again, I labor of love. We're not getting paid for that. I was up until 11 o'clock at night dealing with this stuff. I'm not getting paid for that. But I'm saying that to say this. What I do want to get paid is, y'all let my family build y'all land when y'all build y'all house.
Let's jump right into that, Sister Yah, because this is something that we talked about the last time. So one of our callers the last show wanted to recommendations and how this was Sister Azabasha's show where we talk uh-huh. about how do you get recommendations for contractors and builders in the area, and you talked about referral. So go ahead and tell our listeners about your family in Ghana that would be able to assist.
My husband's father was a contractor for over 30-some years. My husband grew up building houses with his father. He knows from the foundations all the way, everything. That's what he does. And his family members that came up as apprentices under his father, and they're doing that professionally now. That's what they do for a living. They build houses. They build apartment buildings. Mm-hmm. They build commercial buildings. So as well as, there are other people that my father-in-law trained as apprentices that are doing this for a living in Ghana right now. So I'm asking the people, show your love to the uncle my family when it comes to building, give us that work. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way I'm showing love, I want y'all to show some love back to my family.
Nice.
That's what I'm asking, yes.
Now, Sister Yah, let me ask you also, now architectural plans will be made available to our people so they could, pick from designs of houses that they like.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, right now my husband has gotten together with his cousins and the other apprentices that, they're not apprentices now, they're contractors, that came through his father, and we're putting together portfolios that we can share with people so they can pick options. So I should have those together within the next 2 weeks. And then we're going to also offer payment plans for people so that you can work, and we'll be over there, in the building for you, so that when you, get ready to come home, we just hand you the keys. So, it's going to be enough work to go around. I know Nana got some people that he trusts and rely on to be able to do some of that work. It's going to be plenty of work for all of us. I'm just asking the family to, consider the Uncle Mo family when it's time to start the construction. Yeah.
Nice. So let's take it back a little bit, because I want to get some timelines on after the application is received and the fee is paid. How long can our listeners expect to receive your indenture, and how long of a process is that?
Yes, like I told, I think last week I said that on the show, it takes maximum 5 weeks to get the indenture. The indenture is what you guys will call here the deed. In Ghana, we call it the indenture. So it takes maximum 5 weeks, you know, for you to get that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great. Also, I want to move on to, let's talk about the availability. I take it these are, you know, structural things that are already in the area, but as it relates to the site plan, how can can you talk to the availability of water and electricity and other communications, you know, within the site itself, within that Asabu community?
Yeah, you know, you'll be connected to the national grid when it comes to electricity and as well as water. Like I said, this is not an isolated. This is not somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
No.
You don't wanna put our brothers and sisters coming far away somewhere. No, they are gonna be in the community. So it's part and parcel of the community. So it's not like somewhere in the bush or somewhere in the it's right there where people are already living. Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, because there is a video. I think in the last communication that Isaya sent out, there was a video that you could view of the general area. And there's actually main roads that runs right by it with electricity and all of that. So I did saw that. So I just wanted to ask for our listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Before we close out, I don't know how many more questions you have about Asabu Pan-African Village, but I want to tell our brothers and sisters also about the Asabu Juice Factory. And a lot of people don't know that area where Nana Asabu is, they produce about 1,800 and something
orange juice.
Tons of citrus fruit. The majority being orange juice. And what it is, they don't have a factory really to process that orange juice. You know, to get the added value out of it, to get the juice, to sell concentrate, to get the essential oil out of the peel, there's no factory. So what they're doing, and which a lot of us complain about, same with the cocoa, Ghana produces, I think now they're number one producer in the world. They've outgrown Ivory Coast, but they don't manufacture chocolate. They send the cocoa out, sell it, and then end up buying chocolate. You know what I'm saying? From the cocoa they produce.
Ridiculous.
And this is the same thing that's happening with the orange juice. So we are trying to get people to invest so that we can get an orange juice factory up in the area in Asabu. The oranges are there, and they are the largest producers of citrus oranges in Ghana. Even Ivory Coast comes and purchases orange juice from Asabu. There is a demand in Nigeria. Nigeria spent $550 million importing orange juice. So there's a market. And even in Ghana, most of their orange juice is purchased outside because there's nobody inside producing the orange juice from the oranges. So there's a huge demand for orange juice, and we have the oranges in Asabu. So we're asking brothers and sisters to come together and invest. I'll be able to, talk to people about how they can invest, the return on their investment in this orange juice factory. We need to raised a little less than $1 million. It's about $937,000. I don't have the number memorized, but it's a little less than $1 million. We've got some money. We got about $537,000 already committed in assets on the Ghana side and from the government. This would come under the government's One District, One Factory initiative. So we have the orange juice. We have the oranges. We need a factory. This is another thing that our people can invest in and have money coming in for the rest of their lives. You be part owner of something huge. There's a huge demand for it. We're not talking about a little bit of money, guys. We're talking about the potential for this thing to bring in multi-millions of dollars a year. And all we need to do is come together and raise this money and get this factory up and running.
Nice.
So just if I may add to that.
Yes.
You know, if you look at, figures from all major international financial institutions, it will tell you that all the emerging markets are in Africa. Talk about the Ghana, the South Africa, you know, they are building, it's developing, and there's enormous opportunities. Oftentimes we will say that the Chinese are in Africa, you know, they are going over there. We are not going. Africa is for Africans. So if you only sit here and then complain about who is going and we are not going, then we are doing us a disservice. So I will use this opportunity to call on everyone to take advantage of this huge platform that we're creating. We have the oranges, as Sister Yah said, and then we produce very organic, large scale. We farm oranges. We don't have the factory to kind of add value to it. Then, as a result, we send this orange out cheap, and then we import orange juice. And it doesn't even make sense.
It does.
So what about if we can raise money to do our own factory there and to turn the oranges that we produce into orange juice and then sell it locally and internationally?
We'll
be creating jobs in Africa, and then we'll be creating wealth for ourselves, our generations to come.
So true.
So this is a very huge opportunity, and the minimum investment that one can do is as low as $500. So if you have a cool $500, you can participate in this program. You can be part. You can be a proud founder of a company in Africa. The investment you do here, you can invest in Merrill Lynch or whatever, but you never get to know the directors. This one, you will know who is the director A, who is the director B, and then they are your own people. Your directors who look like you, they are your own people. So, it's a no-brainer. This is something huge. At every point in time, there comes an opportunity for people to make history. This is the time. These times are not going to be there forever. So if you are listening to me, Africa is calling. Africa is rising. Be part of the change. Do not sit down. Do not sit on the fence. And then, keep complaining that the Chinese are going there. No.
The Chinese will come, or not just the Chinese, the Indian, the Lebanese, and they will say, let's put a juice factory here and make juice. Let's raise the money, and their people will support them to do it, and they will help each other become wealthy. For some reason, I don't know, our people are so suspicious, and I understand that some of our people have played our people so badly that, people are just so... But I don't understand why the same hesitancy to get online and invest in stocks in these white-owned companies You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Our people who invest, they invest. They go on to onto these platforms here and invest in these, startup
mm-hmm.
companies. They believe in these white people or whoever, and they say they have a product, and people invest. Our people invest. But when we are saying we have something, and this
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't get any better than saying we have the product and we have the market. We have people ready to buy this. So all we need is the factory, and all we're asking
mm-hmm.
is people to come and let's get this money, let's raise this money, and build this factory. But the factory is huh?
Yeah, I wanted to clarify the amount, which is the minimum to invest or to be a partner in this venture. What is the minimum amount again? Is that $5,000 I heard earlier?
No, it's $500.
Oh, $500. I wanted to clarify that.
Anybody who's interested, they can
uh-huh.
contact me, and I can give them the formula so that they can calculate what the return will be on
uh-huh.
that, whatever they want to invest. So people can, I have all the financials. I've gone through this thing. I've studied it. I've presented it. That's one of the things I did when I went to Cleveland. I presented it to a
mm-hmm.
theater full of people. So I believe in this, and I'm supporting it 100% because these type of opportunities don't come along all the time. All we
mm-hmm.
have to do is really just wake up as a people. You're not going to get that opportunity. This same type of opportunity here in America. America is declining. So,
mm-hmm.
Right now we have 10,000 farmers, a co-op of 10,000 farmers with, 40-something thousand acres of land, of orange juice.
Yeah.
You see? And all
mm-hmm,
we have
mm-hmm.
to do is put a factory there and start processing it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cynthia, I want you to let us know which body will be administering this partnership. Let's say I wanted to come on and be a minimum partner with $500. Can you tell us which organization would be administering and pulling this partnership together?
It would be the Acebo DUSAC. That would be.
Okay.
I mean, I am a board member along
mm-hmm.
with. Several distinguished people. Nana, you want to name some of the people who are board members? Nana is a board member. President
okay.
General Cleo Miller, the UNIACF. Nana, you want to name some of the people?
Yeah, Dr. David Whitaker of Rings Academy, Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
Ohio, is a board member. And then we have Dr. Andrew Clark of Holy Trinity Church, Cleveland, Ohio, board member. We have James Montague of Raleigh, North Carolina, a developer, a board member. And then we also have the King of Acebo, Gretchen and Fee, the seventh,
mm-hmm.
a board member. We have a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, there's a few other people. So we have a lot of leaders in the community who believe in this, and, it's not just me and Nana saying this. You have some,
mm-mm.
Some heavy hitters that are, backing this and are on the board
mm-hmm.
and are trying to get our brothers and sisters in Cleveland to lift themselves up out of poverty by, investing into this project.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
I really like it. So this is something I'm sorry, Nana, I'm going to bring you on for you to make a point. But this is something that we've talked about within our community, is the ability to not just produce raw materials, but also to add value to those raw materials and then sell finished products. And this would be a great opportunity to achieve that. I'll let you go ahead and continue, Nana.
Nana.
Okay. So we want to make sure that Nana is still with us. But, just like I was saying, Cecilia, that this is a great opportunity for our folks to jump in and be able to be a part of a partnership effort in the Acebo Juice Factory. This will, create a value-added situation to produce and, add value to raw materials and then finished products. Nana, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, great. I'm going to let you continue to make the point that you were making earlier. Go ahead.
Now, what I was saying is that just if we are listening to Blog Talk Radio right now, just imagine that in the next 50 years, this Ashebu juice factory we're talking about will be up and running. And then when the history is being discussed, your name will be mentioned as one of the people who started this project.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing this to set an example. You know, this is like a demonstration project. We feel that at the back of the 400 years, we need to be able to connect more and more on the economic front. We feel that it is time to make a loud statement that Africa can take care of its own. We feel that it is time to announce to the world that we can come together to do commerce.
Yeah.
So don't be left out. Don't be left out. The $500, you can use it to go buy rig or something, and then, you know, there's no returns on the rig.
Mm-hmm.
You can go get new rims on your toy,
and then there's
no returns on that.
No returns, zero returns.
So, minimum, if you buy $500, you can join. But if you have $1,000, $10,000, you even, you know, improve your chances of getting more dividends.
Mm-hmm.
This is Africa, the returns on investment in Africa is monumental. You can just go online and then check it out for yourself. Returns on investment, the average returns on investment in emerging markets as compared to markets in the U.S.
And this is what Akon has been screaming this to the top of his lungs, and our people are just kind of not paying attention. Well, some of us are paying attention.
Yeah,
but this is what he's been trying to tell our people. There's nowhere else you're going to be able to invest your money and get return on your money like you can on the continent of Africa in a short amount of time. Even this land that y'all don't even understand what you have with this land. This $700 that y'all are paying right now for this land, you know, you're not paying for the land. This $700 that you're paying for the surveying and demarcating and for the title, next year you probably will be selling that land for $1,400. You see what I'm saying?
Way more than that.
Because the land that we bought in closer to Accra. In Wager, we have 8 plots, and that land has quadrupled and since we bought it. And we bought it in 2013, and it's now, if we were to say, and the price is still going up, that's the thing. And the price is still rising. So in a couple more years, it's going to be, you know, I don't know what it's going to be, but we have no intention of selling it. You know, we're getting ready to put our foundation and build on the house, but the point I'm trying to make is, you can't go wrong with the land. All over, and I'm going to talk about Ghana specifically, but it's not just Ghana, it's in Africa, all over. So when the king gave people this land, he's giving you wealth. And that's what people need to understand. Mm-hmm. He's literally giving you wealth.
Yep.
And if you are too blind or too brainwashed, to accept free wealth being handed to you, I don't know what to say about that.
I really don't know. I add something to that, Sister Yah. When I moved here from Jamaica to America, no one gave me land to start.
Exactly.
And that's how monumental this is. Now, considering I'm going to Ghana, and here am I getting land to start. This is just monumental.
The land is a source of generational wealth if you leverage it right, if you have to know what you're doing. And then I had one sister say to me, well, you know, it's just unheard of, free land. I was like, what do you mean it's unheard of? I said, that's not true. I told her, you ever heard of the Homestead Act?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, I never heard of that. I said, that's when America basically told you white European white people to just go out west as far as they can go and put their stakes down and then they could have the land. And they gave away free land. This is not
mm-hmm.
something that's uncommon. Even in Zimbabwe, white people took, even though the black people were there, but they just took the land and gave it to white people. You know what I'm saying? So giving land has always been, and in Africa in particular, I can tell you, I'm going to give a little bit of history lesson, and Nana can back me up on this one. And I'm going to use the God people for an example. The people who are in Accra, they are not from Ghana. The God people are from Nigeria. Is that not right, Nana?
Yes, that's what it is.
What happened was, I don't know how many hundreds of years ago, they came there and they needed land, and the people gave them that land on the coast. It's okay, your people can go live over here. And that's why you find the God and the God Dungbe people all along the coast of Ghana. They was given that land. Giving away land is something African people have always done. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if a people show up and they don't have anywhere to stay, then they make room and say, okay, you people can stay there. That is an African thing to do. Is that not right,
mm-hmm.
Ghana?
That's the case.
Oh, wow. Nice. I learned all of this from my husband. I learned all of this from my husband. My husband be teaching me all kinds of stuff. That's why y'all need to go marry y'all African so y'all can learn something.
Yes. And then you promised to find me a bride, and it's taking forever.
Huh? Oh, I'm going to find your wife now. Nana's looking for a wife. I have to do the interviews. If you single, professional sister, got your head on right, and you look for a husband, but I'm the one, I'm doing all the interviews on Nana's behalf. So you let me know if y'all ready to get a husband, especially you looking for a royal, a chief, no lie. But you got to come through Sister Yah first. I get to pick the two, which ones, and you go, you know, get to move forward to the next stage.
Lovely. Oh, wow.
I say it all that to say this. Don't, you know, our people, see, we've been over here so long, we feel some kind of way. We think we automatically get suspicious. But that's not uncommon. And that's the only point I was trying to make. Giving away land is not uncommon. It's actually very common.
And the last show actually talked about this too. I do have a coworker who is from Ghana, and that's how he told me he acquired land in Ghana. It was given to him. So this is more so pretty much your birthright. For you to take up, take advantage of. So Nana, we might have touched on this a little the last time, but I want to ask you again. So let's say someone wanted to do some organic farming or farming of small scale cash crops. Can some amount of land be set aside for that person within the Pan African Village project? Let's say they wanted one acre, two acre.
Like I said. You know, the adjoining project next to the Pan African Village is a test city, the Pan African test city, where we're encouraging eco-tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So what you said rightly fits into that scheme.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone with any form of interest to do what you described, I will once again encourage a person to contact Sankapa Repatriation Assistance Program. They are our representatives, and you send your LOI, your letter of intent, and then we work with you.
Great.
We are encouraging the formation of such a project, a facility. So it is available. The opportunity is there right now. So you know, just reach out to Block Talk Radio right now or call Sankapa Repatriation Assistance Program, and then they will give you the necessary assistance.
The email for that would be admin@sankoforepat.com. We sent Sister Ya an email, like Nana just explained, with your letter of intent on what you would be planning to do with that land, and then it would be taken into consideration. So that is actually great. So there you're getting land to build a house, and then after you build your house, your residence and your living is taken care of. And then there's also land for you to do farming, to serve as a means of income for you. So this is just all in all a good thing. Wow. Okay, so Nana, I want to ask you, do you know, because this seems to be going fast, if you ask me, because it was only this week this was shared with our Patreon members, and we see where we could say almost 10%. I don't want to say 10% because I don't know how many lots are within the site plan. But we can see we're eight people.
I can tell, eight people, but nine plots are gone.
Yeah.
Because one sister got two, and one sister already told me she wants four. It's just that she's working overtime because of the coronavirus outbreak on her job, and she just hadn't had really doing 15-hour days, and she just really haven't had the time to sit down and do it. But she said, hold four plots with me. I got my money, you know. And there are several people who email me that I have to get back to. It's just that I've been very busy today, guys, and I'm going to get back to everybody. So I don't know how many plots are going to be gone here in a minute. And like I said, but this is only the first 100 acres. But if you don't have your money right now, just start saving, so when the next 100 is the site plan is issued for the next 100, you can get in on that one. Start preparing and start saving your money so you can, invest in the juice factory. I don't know this coronavirus thing. I want to just speak on that, because we got the event scheduled for May, and things are rapidly deteriorating in the United States. And I'm concerned about our event that's scheduled. Now, anybody who has paid, if for some reason we can't, because I know in, I want to say in Maryland has banned people in a certain number, a number of people in group, gathering, and I don't know the number, if it was 300, 400, they banned it. So I don't know what the conditions are going to be in May.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Listen, I want it to be okay, and I'm moving in my mind like it's still going to go forward. But if we may have to, in the event that we have to push it back or postpone it, people will have their option to, get a refund, because several people have bought tickets and, pay for vendor tables and things like that. I don't want to discourage y'all from doing that, because your money is not going to just disappear. If we may have to postpone it to a different date, and push it back. It's going to go on either way. Either it's going to go May 16th, 17th, or we may have to push it back once they get a hold of this situation. So I just want to let people know. That's one of the reasons Dana and I decided, let's just let people go ahead and start, getting there, man, because we don't really know what's going to happen in May. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure our sister will be updating our contributors and all of our supporters on the progress of that event. And keeping
Updated. Your money is safe and secure. It's just sitting into the saving account. It's there. Worst case scenario, we have to refund you. We will refund you. You don't have to feel any stress about it. Just consider it sitting at the savings account right now. That's it. Okay. So everybody's money is safe. If you bought your ticket, I still encourage you to get a ticket. Because we want to, in our minds, believe and pray and feel and send positive energy that this thing is going to blow over and everything will be back to normal by May.
Is dope. I think we're going to try and go ahead and wrap it up now. Nana, Can you speak to the remaining plots and the remaining acres will be coming on online, or when they will be made available?
Oh, I'm thinking by beginning of May, because this one is going very fast.
It is.
People from the previous sister Yaya is coaching is just from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And from her end. People from Caribbean also getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next phase will be latest first week May thereabout.
Okay. Great. Okay, so that is it for the update on the progress of the Pan-African Village. Any closing words, Nana?
Yes. Once again, I would like to thank you. I would like to thank Sister Yaya. I would like to thank the listeners of Block Talk Radio. I would like to thank the patrons of Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program and everyone who has made it possible for this to happen. This is just the beginning. If we put our minds and our hearts and our spirits to this, we will be winning. Mind you, we as a people, we are already winning in the moral front. So if we put our economics together, we'll be unstoppable. Yes, it's a great opportunity for all of us to make a difference, to be part of history. So don't sit on the fence. It takes only $500 to be part of the Asiagu Juice Factory.
A juice factory.
That will make you money. That will put your name in history. That can have you retire in Africa beautifully, peacefully, with no police brutality, with no hustle like that. So take this seriously. It's a life once in a lifetime opportunity to do part of it. Also, the free land is on. You see, Sister Yaya, in a way, you write to Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. They will guide you, get your land. It's just $700. And then, like I said, there's transfer fees involved that you have to take note. When you transfer money internationally, it incurs a fee.
Yes.
So you just add to that, and bingo, you have your papers, everything. Letters within 5 weeks, you have that, and then you go from there. Thank you very much. May God help all of us.
Thank you, Nana. Thank you. Sister, any final words?
Well, I mean, Nana just wrapped it up. All intelligent people who are listening know what they need to do.
Yeah.
And I know that some of our people is going to take you time to get that money because the vast majority of us, they tell us we don't even have $10. But do what you can. If you got to borrow from your cousins or what, because what you do in Africa, a lot of them don't see the vision. You're going to see you, the one who see it, going to have to put the foundation down on the continent of Africa to raise your family out of poverty, even those that don't see it. I know that my family are not interested in Africa the way that I am. But I look at it like this. I'm the pioneer. I have to be the one to go put the stakes down and create something because eventually they're going to need somewhere else. Just like China knows, Chinese people know, if anything happens here in America, they can go back to China. You see, Indian people know they over here working and doing whatever, but if anything goes down over here, they got somewhere to go, and that's India. See, I don't care if they Afghan, Saudi Arabia, all these, anything, while they're here working and trying to make money, my husband knows. He's got that. If she hits the fan over here, we got somewhere to go. You see what I'm saying? But many of our people are going to get caught up because they don't have nowhere to go. And what we're telling you is create something outside of America. I would go so far to say my first choice recommendation would be Africa for you to create that place because that's where the emerging markets is. But even if it's not Africa, look at South America. Look, there are some other places you can go and put down and create something. My son right now is in Colombia. He just sent me video of a 3-story house, very beautiful house. He said, Mama, this house is for sale for $20,000. 4 bedrooms, 3 stories.
Wow.
So I need our people to start thinking globally. Stop thinking like children and start thinking globally. There's other options. There's other places. I prefer you choose Africa because Africa needs us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so with that being said, family, we are bringing you the opportunity. You know, that's all I can do.
That's all we can do.
I'm saying, that's all I can do.
Yep, this one is a no-brainer. So I want to remind our folks again, if you're interested in getting your free plot of land, just reach out to Sister Ya and send us an email at admin@sankofarepat.com. We will send you the application and the site plan, fill out the application, and send it back to us with any requested documents, and also identify the plot of land that you want. And that's it. After you pay the fee within 5 weeks, you will be getting your deed mailed to the address that you specify. And then you contact Sister Ya again or Nana Obekese, and they would guide you in starting building your project, or if you want to visit, go look at it first, you know, whatever you need to do. So this is not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It is a monumental opportunity for our folks, and we do encourage you to take advantage of it. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out. We thank you for listening every week. Join us on Tuesday again. We are always having our shows on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us, Sister Ya. Thank you again, Nana, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, great.
Good night. Uh-huh.